Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And what they found out when they were doing the research study is that 50% of the grade at the business school is based on classroom performance. Mm-hmm. And the women did well on the test, but in the classroom, they were meek. They didn't raise their hand.
You're saying 50% was in their participation in the classroom.
Exactly.
Not the testing, but the participation.
Grade was bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what they set up there was a program where they had monitors in the class, because some of the women, when they interviewed them, said they weren't called upon. So there were monitors to make sure that if women raised their hand, that they had their time, that there was fairness by the professor. They had coaches and mentors for the women on raising your hand and being more assertive in the classroom and participating more in the business conversation. And they found that next year, the women did just as well as the men. So
Wow. There
was, you know, even at Harvard Business School,
did they help the women change their behavior, or did they modify the program for the women?
Well, they did a little of both, and you said something very smart, because one of the business school professors said after the study, well, what's going to happen when they go out in the real world?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're not going to have anyone monitoring in the real world.
The marketplace is not a petri dish.
Exactly. And so, you know, and so are we going to train, you know, 900 women at a time that are part of the business school, this program, and, you know, they're not going to have this petri environment when they go out
mm-hmm.
in the real world. But it really shows you that a key thing that's holding women behind, and I found this, you know, it was shocking to me, actually, that even today when I go to some corporations, they talk about even the new women they've recruited from top business schools around the country, they, again, are not as assertive in meetings as the men
mm-hmm.
that they recruit out of the business schools or at universities. And it's a problem, because if you're not a part of the business conversation, you're not a player. You know, you don't look like you have ideas, or you're up for promotion, because you're waiting to be asked rather than raising your hand with ideas.
And we all know there are men who are like this too.
Exactly.
We all know who they are. In fact, we all know the example, Catherine, of the guy who's the smartest guy in the building, but never says anything in a meeting, goes back to his cubicle or his office. Welcome back to 23 Office. Doesn't ever really contribute, but if he ever does turn loose and after the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the smart and you know, offer a suggestion. It's always a really good business advocate. Have a great visit with our good friend Catherine Caputo, the president of one.
Right.
And so, but the issue is there's a much self brand, the author of Breakthrough Branding, and you are a higher percentage of this among women than men.
Right, and I think...
brand, and a new book coming out soon, right, Catherine?
That's right, called Women Who... The thing to realize is, if that's you, to realize you need to come up with a...
Women Who Brand, and that's going to be out in the fall, right?
That's right.
And your
game plan for being more assertive, participating in the business...
I'm going to launch it right here on the show.
I'm going to launch it right here, Jim.
And we're kind of launching it...
conversation, because it's hurting you, because people aren't going to perceive you as...
A little bit right now, aren't we?
Absolutely.
You want to give us your website, please?
Being good as good as somebody who
mm-hmm.
is part of the conversation. My website is selfbrand.com, selfbrand, and has a point of view. I had, you know, there's so many women who tell me, you know, they're d.com, and the book has a website, womenwhobrand.com. In a meeting, they're afraid to say their idea, they maybe it's stupid, and this is the comment.
All right, so check that out. And folks, in the previous
kind of negative self-critic that a lot of women have, and then later a
segment. If you remember, we were talking about the challenges women
have. Man says it in the meeting, and they're thinking, darn it, you know, I should have said
Women seem to have.
But that's
right.
The problem. You've got to take the chance.
Right.
And
I have confidence with knowing when and how to be a and I it concerns me. It's probably, sadly, to put their best foot forward in the marketplace, Catherine,
right.
And a situation where. And there's some research that you were going to tell us about that has come out of when not enough women do this, when one woman actually does Harvard.
Right. This was at Harvard Business School, and it was like
it's such an outlier that maybe
the big deep dark secret of Harvard Business School that, you know, it takes the best.
My boss, you know, wonders, can I count on this person if I promote
the brightest? You know, it's a business school from all around the world.
And her, if I move her on up, can I count on this to last? To you know,
so the big thing that happened is, you know, all the men and the women who entered it.
Women need, you need numbers, don't you? You need this. You don't need the
had high test scores, great recommendations, and the minute they started going to the business
to be the outlier, you need to be. We need women to be doing
the school. The girls, the women started falling behind and doing poorly
as much as men are.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's good that, you know, and they kept it a big secret. And then 2 years ago, Lean-In had such popularity because that really brought it.
Didn't they fire a president over that kind of?
They fired the four too, and
right.
Certainly Sheryl, you know, Sandberg, who wrote the book, is president.
Didn't they fire a president over telling the truth about that?
Yes, exactly. So is a brilliant at
right.
personal branding. You know, she's had a stellar career.
Because it wasn't politically correct, was it?
It wasn't politically
That's
correct.
That's true.
You know, she's a billionaire now at Facebook.
Right.
But this book made her a...
Hey, folks, Larry Summers.
Summers.
Right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And celebrity,
right.
You know. And so
ladies, get some self...
Anyway, he made a comment at a conference. Anyway, long story short, now there is a...
Confidence. You're good enough. You just need to believe it, right, Catherine?
Female president of Harvard, Drew Philpin, who saw the... Absolutely.
Selfbrand.com, right?
That's it.
And the new book coming
out at the business school and said, hey, we've got to deal with this. So even at Harvard Business School.
That is.
Women Who Brand.
Catherine, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
And what they found out when they were doing the research study is that, thanks, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
50% of the grade at the business school is based on classroom performance.
Mm-hmm.
And the women did well on the test, but in the classroom, they were meek. They didn't raise their hands.
You're saying 50% was in their participation in the classroom.
Exactly.
Not the testing, but the participation.
Grade was bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what they set up there was a program where they had monitors in the class, because some of the women, when they interviewed them, said they weren't called upon. So there were monitors to make sure that if women raised their hand, that they had their time, that there was fairness by the professor. They had coaches and mentors for the women on raising your hand and being more assertive in the classroom and participating more in the business conversation. And they found that the next year the women did just as well as the men. So
wow.
There was, you know, even at Harvard Business School,
did they help the women change their behavior, or did they modify the program for the women?
Well, they did a little of both. And you said something very smart, because one of the business school professors said after the study, well, what's going to happen when they go out in the real world?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
yeah.
they're not going to have anyone monitoring in the real world.
The marketplace is not a petri dish.
Exactly. And so, you know, and so are we going to be training, you know, 900 women at a time that are part of the business school, this program? And, you know, they're not going to have this petri environment when they go out
mm-hmm.
in the real world. But it really shows you that a key thing that's holding women behind, and I found this, you know, it was shocking to me, actually, that even today when I go to some corporations, they talk about even the new women they've recruited from top business schools around the country, they, again, are not as assertive in meetings as the men
mm-hmm.
that they recruit out of the business schools or at universities. And it's a problem, because if you're not a part of the business conversation, you're not a player. You know, you don't look like you have ideas, or you're up for promotion, because you're waiting to be asked rather than raising your hand with ideas.
And we all know there are men who are like this too.
Exactly.
We all know who they are. In fact, we all know the example, Catherine, of the guy who's...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame.
The smartest guy in the building, but never says anything in a meeting, goes back to his cubicle or his office.
This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use.
Does never really contribute, but if he ever does turn loose and...
...of our audience, except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other...
And you know, offer a suggestion, it's always a really good...
...your copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent...
Right.
And so, but the issue is, there's a much...
...is prohibited, all rights reserved.
...higher percentage of this among women than men.
Right, and I think the thing to realize is, if that's you, to realize you need to come up with a game plan for being more assertive, participating in the business conversation, because it's hurting you, because people aren't going to perceive you as being good as good as somebody who mm-hmm. is part of the conversation and has a point of view. I had, you know, there's so many women who tell me, you know, they're in a meeting, they're afraid to say their idea, they maybe it's stupid, and this is the kind of negative self-critic that a lot of women have, and then later a man says it in the meeting, and they're thinking, darn it, you know, I should have said it. But that's right. The problem. You've got to take the chance.
Right. And I it concerns me, it's probably, sadly, a situation where when not enough women do this, when one woman actually does, it's such an outlier that maybe the boss, you know, wonders, can I count on this person? If I promote her, if I move her on up, can I count on this to last? To you know, so women need, you need numbers, don't you? You need this. You don't need to be the outlier. You need to be. We need women to be doing this as much as men are.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's good that, you know, Lean In had such popularity, because that really brought it to the fore too. And
right.
certainly Sheryl, you know, Sandberg, who wrote the book, you know, is a brilliant at
right.
personal branding. You know, she's had a stellar career. You know, she's a billionaire now at Facebook.
Right.
But this book made her a celebrity,
right.
you know. And so,
so ladies, get some self-confidence. You're good enough. You just need to believe it, right, Catherine?
Absolutely.
Selfbrand.com, right?
That's it.
And the new book coming out is
Women Who Brand.
Catherine, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.